When Kestrel Aircraft announced last January they'd build their headquarters and manufacturing plants in Superior, they had hoped to begin construction on the facility last spring. CEO Alan Klapmeyer says that was a little optimistic, but they do have 53 engineers and their headquarters operating and hope to begin building their manufacturing facility this fall. He's optimistic again because the federal New Markets Tax Program will give Kestrel $30 million in tax refunds and private investment. That's part of a $118 million public financing package. Klapmeyer says they're not waiting for economic recovery to get going.
We think that we are part of the economic recovery as opposed to dependent on the economic recovery. Once the airplane's in full production and as we grow production, 600 people working in Superior all improves the local economy, which then, as the local economy improves, means that people buy homes and cars and send their kids off to college.
But there are several other pieces to this puzzle. They have to finish designing the plane.
We're really happy with the design of the airplane. I'm happy probably is an understatement. We're really excited about this airplane.
The Kestrel K350 would carry 6 to 8 people over a long range, about 1,500 miles, at a high speed, 375 miles per hour. Klapmeyer says the K350 would have the lowest seats per gallon cost of any aircraft in its class. He hopes to start building the plane in 3 years. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.